Quiet Disruptors, Creating Change Without Shouting. Written and read by me, Sue Hetherington. Chapter 19, Find Your Space. Creating space. For me, that is a delicious phrase and has been my working refrain for as long as I can remember. What about you? In our overfilled world, others are unlikely to create space for you, unless they read the Manifesto for Quiet Disruptors. This is your gift to yourself and your commitment to becoming the change you seek to make. Along the way, do ask friends for help. However, the likelihood is that they will only be able to hold the door open for you. You will have to find the door and walk through it for yourself. So how can we create space for ourselves? Overwhelm. We all have different gauges of overwhelm. This could be emotional, physical, or cognitive. Pay attention. Be curious about what drains your energy and depletes your reserves. This isn't a judgment. It's developing your moderating capacity. For example, for 2 years running, I was invited to be the MC for BioWales, the large annual conference for the life sciences in the Wales Millennium Centre in Cardiff, on stage, mic'd up and holding the event together. It was an enormous privilege and I loved it. But the first year, I also spent the intervals mingling with the guests and talking with the exhibitors. I was exhausted and less able to handle the real-time unpredictability that this kind of event entails. The second year, I gave myself quiet space in the intervals, including locking myself away in the bathroom. This refueled my capacity for being present with a clear head and plenty of energy. The consequences were significant and public. For quiet disruptors, it is likely that people, noise and pace will diminish our capacity. Accept it and create buffer zones for replenishment. And if this isn't possible in the short term, plan for it. Otherwise, burnout is just round the corner. Believe me. Spaciousness. This is more than just distance. For people who regularly cross boundaries, we need boundaries too. Not boxes that confine, but zones where we can do our best work. This may seem perverse for integrated thinkers, people who cross-fertilise, but it's about the nature of our environmental and attentional surroundings that enable us to make these connections and go deep enough in our exploration. We need our space. If our work is mainly with others, for example in open plan offices or team activities, we need to also build in quiet space to reflect and process, otherwise we drown. I work from home, our Valiant farmhouse in southwest Wales, but if work or clutter is visible everywhere I look, I quickly get drained. If our days are filled with meetings, I can promise you that the work will not get done. Therefore, if you end up swallowing the line that meetings are work, take a hard look at what's really being achieved. We need to make the scaffolding and infrastructure to create the kind of spaciousness that we need, and others may not understand. But do it anyway. Your capacity to become the change you want to see depends on it. Simplify. There are plenty of wise words out there from Greg McKeown, Susan Cain, Seth Godin, and others who encourage us to say no. Listen to them, take the evidence they offer to heart, and strengthen your resolve. Every time we say yes to something, we are automatically saying no to something else, which may be far more significant, but we'll miss it. The world, your world, doesn't need more yes people. It has enough lemmings jumping off the cliff, but it doesn't have enough quiet disruptors, thoughtful and creative change makers with the courage to speak softly about things that matter and change the course of history, however local. And you won't be able to become that change if you have too many things on your plate. Stop. Take a hard look at what you're doing and simplify one step at a time. And the next time you're asked to do something, pause and honestly consider whether you are the best person to do this, including whether it needs doing at all. Also, face up to what it would preclude you from doing. Is it worth it? Sense making. Quiet disruptors are, by nature, sense makers. Rather than taking things at face value, they are likely to probe further and ask why, and question whether this is the best way forward. While this orientation is natural, it may be buried. For a start, our educational system focuses on having the right answer, the one on the test sheet, rather than thinking creatively and learning more widely. And many of our workplaces and professional training regimes are similarly structured, like a machine. Don't ask questions, the bosses know best. Except they don't. And we have a contribution to make in the emerging new world. The good news is we can cultivate our sense-making. Fundamentally, it's by finding the best space to think and reflect, to join up what may be disparate dots, find the patterns, and identify dissonance. Two very practical ways are journaling and walking. Both foster an internal rhythm that is conducive to things falling into place. Journaling, writing, whether in a journal, on sheets of paper, or electronically, stimulates our flow of consciousness. A way of thinking out loud for people who prefer quiet and who need to slow our mental wheels sufficiently to distill what is important. The key is limiting our self-censorship and permitting ourselves to play. No one else is going to see this. It isn't the finished product. But it is a means for bringing our insights and perceptions to the surface, for working on them rather than rushing on by. Yes, it may be rubbish, but at least we're clearing our heads and hearts. And there could be threads of gold that help us make more sense of what we're observing. Walking is excellent too. There's something powerful in the act of movement in this way. Walking stops things churning around in our heads and frees us up to see them differently. Just don't expect it to happen immediately. It will, in its own time, including by distracting our attention and showing us a wider vista that enables our thoughts to breathe. When I get really stuck, I walk, even if it's just around the building. Edge dwelling. The natural space for curious and creative change makers is rarely in the middle of the crowd. Even in terms of mainstream work, we are rarely in the centre. It's simply not our space, so let's get used to it. From the edge, we can see so much more. Our perspective changes, and the kinds of conversations we can have from here are profound. But of course, it can be lonely, and we can be misunderstood. This comes with the territory, which is why we need to find fellow edge dwellers for company. Quiet. Ultimately, we cannot be quiet disruptors and thoughtfully creative change makers if we do not give ourselves space to be quiet. Obvious, yes. But in practice, it's tough. I can't answer this one for you, but I can encourage you to keep making the choices that will give you the opportunity for oases of stillness. It is worth it. You are worth it. And the world needs who you are becoming. So don't give up. Chapter 20, Crossing the Threshold. Globally, we're crossing a threshold. But I didn't expect to see it so soon. When I started writing this book, I sensed we were in the early stages of labour for a new era. The pandemic and the dramatically raised consciousness of the impact we're having on each other and the earth is accelerating this shift. Birth is a messy process, and I grieve for the cost for so many people. Yet I know that we need a radically new normal because the old was broken. And each of us, if we are going to become the change we want to see, have to cross our own thresholds. We need to go somewhere that has not been our previous territory, somewhere we can grow and use our voice, where we find the courage to speak out and to change the conversation. The answer to how is yes. I love this phrase from Peter Block. It keeps me grounded. It reminds me that transition is about the unknown. It is a liminal space. I can't fully imagine what it's going to be like, and I certainly don't know how long this transition period will last. And that's okay, because I have decided to cross, and everything else will follow in time. We can do our preparation, and we must, making sense of where we are and setting our direction. We can also build our skills and capacity, but we can never know with 100% certainty what it's going to be like. Instead, we can choose to step into the unknown, to use our voice, because we know conversations are needed about things that matter, not just to us, but many others, because there's a world waiting for us. And finally, I wrote this poem for fellow students at the close of the Creatives Workshop. It takes inspiration from the Irish philosopher-poet John O'Donoghue, whose work feeds my own soul for the journey we are on. Enjoy. A Blessing for the Creative Soul. Dear friends and travelling companions, may you know you are seen and heard, and your work matters. You belong, and may you delight in your inner being as the place where your creativity flows. Feed it well and drink from fresh water. May you be content to stand at the edge. You'll see more from there. Cherish your eyes and follow the sightline of your curiosity and wonder. Protect your ears, give them time to hear what really matters, the silence, the whispers, the roars, and the still small voice inside. May you choose your words and expressions with care, because they have power far beyond anything you can imagine. Honour them and offer them generously, for they build bridges and shape our sense of how things are. For you are like a diamond held up to the light. You refract the colours around you so that people can see what's really there. May you grasp the vastness of the space before you. Enjoy your courageous imagination. Let it take you to places your heart longs to go. And don't be afraid to look your anger in the eye, knowing it's yours, not borrowed from elsewhere. Therefore, seek the peace of stillness, where the clamour of other voices are muted, and you hear your own voice with clarity. May you embrace the mystery of your presence, the essence of who you are, which cannot be boxed or labelled. Here is where your identity resides. And may you be satisfied as you pick up the mantle of your unique role in the ongoing creation of the world, because only you can do this. Go well, for it's time to cross this threshold. Sue Hetherington, 26 June, 2020. Gratitude. It takes a village to raise a child, but I also know it takes a whole community to produce a book, and I'm so grateful. Thank you to my travelling companions from The Right Company, Lyndon Church, Swansea, the first cohort of the Creatives Workshop, and friends from elsewhere. You are a part of me in ways I could not have previously imagined. In particular, I've appreciated the practical support and cheering on from Katia Lord, Alison Coates, Lena Yang, Brandon Beery, James Gear, Jennifer Hall, Ruth Dent, Amos Dornbos, Tracy Ingham, Bernadette Jiwa, Chris Matthews, Arlette Manassa, Alistair Duncan, M. Boucher, Mo Baldwin, Alan and Wanda Woodward, Alison Jones, Brian Peltier, Jan Russell and Lynn King. And special thanks to Jim and Wendy McConnell, who started sending me the cost of a packet of pencils to encourage me to keep on writing over 2 years ago. None of this would have happened without my life companion and best friend, Steve. Without his technical wizardry, this book simply would not have seen the light of day. Diolch yn fawr iawn I bawb. That's Welsh for thanks very much, everyone. That's it. The last chapter of Quiet Disruptors, Creating Change Without Shouting. I've so appreciated sharing the words with you. Yet it's only the start of the journey. I hope it's inspired, encouraged, and even provoked you to become the change you want to see. Because the world, your world, needs more quiet disruptors. If you want to find out more about my work, go to suehetherington.com and sign up to my daily post, A Poetic Pause, from a little valley in southwest Wales. Or find my new podcast, Be More Poet. So until we meet again, go gently and speak softly about the things that matter, because we are waiting for you.